I heard General Dempsey talking about how this could be positive, a positive outcome, if it does not lead to more sectarian violence, which, of course, it could. So describe the fine line, the fine balance here for the United States in watching what's unfolding.
Well, I think there is a lot at stake. I think, as I said, Iran has a strategy on Iraq and on the region. It's working within that strategy. It decided to make its presence very clear. It has a thin approval from the Iraqi government because it's a reality on the ground, but the Iraqi government has approved it and welcomed the support because it needs it. I think what is noticeable here is that the Iranians have made that statement, and it's more or less went unchallenged by anybody, not even a thin protest of any kind.
But briefly, for the U.S., what kind of position does it put the U.S. government in watching Iran possibly take the lead in this fight against?
Well, it's not taking, I mean, Iran is now taking the lead, and it's not about the benefits today, but it's about the day after. So at some point, ISIL will be pushed out of the Iraqi cities. But then, thanks to Iran, that took place, and nobody knows the thousands, the actual number of officers and soldiers that are in Iraq today. Only 3-4 months ago, during a public religious ceremony, over 1 million Iranians went to Iraq. Nobody knew how many of them are soldiers, how many stayed in the country. So the reality on the ground in Iraq is that Iran's influence have passed a landmark.
And the question, as you say, is what comes the day after ISIL is kicked out, if they are. Laith Kuba, thanks so much.
Thank you.